Good morning. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening. No, never mind. I'm not even going to go for a Soul Coughing reference. But it is 5 a.m. and it has been a very, very long day. We just arrived here in Phoenix and I had the distinct pleasure of listening to a 25-minute song in Spanish about apparently an old lady complaining about former relationships and bowel issues. Becky could tell you more about that than I could. But whatever keeps her up for the drive, because fortunately Becky did this drive as well, and I am again thankful, because it was a very weird day. We left Orange County around 10:30. It was a nighttime crossing. It's good for traffic, good for our eyes, good for the heat, good for gas mileage. But it does mean that we arrived here around 4:30. But there was other reasons why we left so late. Because today, just out of the blue, and it was sort of mentioned in passing last night, and we said, yeah, we'd be interested in doing that, I spent about 3 hours at Living Waters Ministries and interviewed Ray Comfort, he of the banana. And so that's going to be... It's going to be an upcoming episode. I mean, I'm sort of fighting with that because we have a pretty strict rule about not having religious people on the show. But to be honest, Ask an Atheist wouldn't exist if Ray Comfort didn't do weird things on television. So I'm thinking about making an exception here. It was a very interesting interview. I was expecting a debate. And it didn't really turn into one. There was definitely some back and forth. I don't think he just knocked us around like I've seen other people do. But I was really interested in seeing how the guy was put together, and I think I got a really good look at that. I was actually surprised by how nice he actually was. You know, you can say that it's a show, and, you know, in order to put you off kilter, and I'm sure that's part of it, but I don't know. I'm still sort of processing it, and I think I'll have a better idea once I'm done editing, but I can easily say right now what I saw was not what I expected. It should be a very interesting episode. We only saw one religious sign between Orange County and here, but again, it was a night crossing, so there may have been many other signs, and we might not have seen them. Oh, yeah, and so Kent was with us with the Ray Comfort interview, and that was good. He was very good there, very helpful there. And then when that was over, I went back to their place and did some editing, and then we went out and had a couple drinks and dinner with Scott. It was Kent and Scott who put us up while we were in Orange County, and they, again, are really fantastic people. One of the things about this vacation tour thing that we've been doing is we're meeting some really wonderful people. People who are opening their homes up to us and letting us stay with them are just really great folks. And I hope they make it up to our neck of the woods one of these days so we can return the favor. So I'm now in Phoenix. The next show is 3 days from now. Tomorrow I'm editing for Sunday's show. And I'm staying with friends. So, you know, as many of you probably know, I've spent a number of years here in Phoenix, and I've got a lot of friends and family here, so I'm going to be spending a lot of time with them, me and Becky, and having a lot of fun catching up on old times. So, short message today, because it's 5 a.m., and I'm still processing a lot of what's happened today, as you might expect. So I will catch you guys tomorrow. Thanks a bunch.